It's a very difficult decision for people all across the county in every walk of life and for business people as well. It's come on the back of massive disruption over the last period of time, obviously, but our health does come first, and the numbers in relation to the positive cases in the county over the last week in particular and in the building up to that have become very, very concerning, and there was no choice, given the figures and given the very, very stark and alarming nature of them, to actually move the county on the recommendation of NPHET to the Cabinet to Phase 3. And I think it really is important now that everybody redouble their efforts and take every precaution they can in terms of doing their part, their personal part in relation to stemming the spread of this. And that means doing the precautions that everybody has been advised to do in terms of personal hygiene and hand washing, but also importantly as well, minimizing contacts with other people, because that is the mechanism by which COVID spread.
And indeed, some concern has been raised given Donegal's geographical location in terms of cross-border contacts.
Certainly, if you look at the figures in Northern Ireland and particularly our neighbouring counties, they have been very high for the last week or two. And there's no doubt that that has contributed to our own figures in Donegal. They are our neighbouring counties, and high figures there obviously has significantly increased the risk in terms of our own county too. But listen, it has spread within Donegal. It's spread by people being in contact, and that's why it's important that everybody takes their personal responsibility now in terms of doing their bit to actually get the figures down, because we don't want to stay in Phase 3. We want to suppress this again, get it back to a level where it's not affecting people, where it's not putting people's health and indeed lives at risk, and everybody has to play their part in that now over the days and 2 to 3 weeks ahead.